All right, we've covered a little bit of distance so far here on Food Trek, and sometimes when you're traveling, you just gotta let the engine rest. Put your boots up on the dash and maybe dive into a good book, like, say, a dictionary. Nothing transports me more during a long journey than a good deep ponder on diction. So today on Food Trek, we're taking a quick pit stop for a review of terms, specifically the term regenerative agriculture. You probably hear the term more and more these days, but what does it mean? Sometimes learning about food systems can feel like learning a new language with all the buzzwords and catchphrases. You know what? You know who's good at learning new languages? Kids. Hi, Kai. This is your dad.
Hi, Dad.
So I thought maybe you could help me. I mean, you're 12 years old. You're a know-it-all. So I figured who better to ask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me what regenerative means?
It means, like, if you're talking about, like, regenerative farming or agriculture, regenerating, like using animals and stuff to regenerate the, like, soil or land to make it so farms can last longer.
All right, not a bad start. I guess I haven't done a horrible job. Regenerative farming does include a number of practices, from cover cropping to low and no-till practices, to planting diversified systems with tree crops and other perennials, to rotating livestock who can naturally fertilize the soil. All of these practices aim to create more balanced and biodiverse ecosystems that can increase soil health and sequester carbon. But where does that term come from? Well, according to the USDA National Agricultural Library,
Robert Rodale coined this term. Two reasons given for the emphasis on regenerative are: 1. Enhanced regeneration of renewable resources is essential to the achievement of a sustainable form of agriculture, and 2. The concept of regeneration would be relevant to many economic sectors and social concerns.
Spoken like a true bureaucrat. Here's what Robert Rodale himself had to say about it in a 1989 interview. This is also from the National Agricultural Library.
So about 1980, at the time the USDA did their first study of organic farming and said there is a little bit of promise here, I said it's time now to invent a concept, a way of talking about these possibilities, these opportunities for environmental, social improvement with all farmers. I prefer the idea of a regenerative agriculture. Mm-hmm. I don't like, really, I'm not satisfied with the term sustainability. I think it's very appealing to policymakers and scientists because they think it's simple and they can understand it. Mm-hmm. But the public, I don't think average person aspires to live in a sustained environment. They want to live in something that's expanding and going better. So I think the idea of regeneration is more appealing.
Okay, while Rodale might have shined a light on regenerative agriculture for a new generation of farmers, it's important to note that its roots run far deeper. In reality, regenerative farming has been practiced in this country for many hundreds of years by numerous indigenous cultures, long before the wave of Western industrial agriculture. Ever heard of Three Sisters crops? If not, you should look it up and try it out in your garden. It's great. Our modern definition also overlooks the work of African-American agricultural pioneers such as George Washington Carver, who spent his career researching and promoting diversified cropping systems in the early 20th century to help black farmers gain greater independence. Along with dismissing the history of regenerative agriculture, our current definition tends to reduce its true reach to simply being about soil health and fixing climate change. For a reminder of what all regenerative agriculture could embody, I listened back to a conversation I had with Adam Davis a few months ago. He's the head of crop sciences at the University of Illinois, and he helped launch the Illinois Regenerative Agriculture Initiative.
Regenerative agriculture is an outcome-based approach to a sustainable ag. It's more that we agree upon some goals that we have. So, you know, improving soil quality, improving resilience of agricultural ecosystems, improving biodiversity, improving food access, and community outcomes. So there's a real diversity of types of players that you need in order to address regenerative ag goals.
So more than just soil health, regenerative agriculture also requires equal attention to food security, to outcomes for local, rural, and urban communities, and equity in the future of our farm and food systems for those communities that have been historically forgotten or left out of an industry that now dominates the majority of the land in our region. Regenerative agriculture should regenerate not only our relationship to the land, but also to people, to those we call our neighbors, our friends, our family. All right, get your boots off my dash and buckle up. We got to move along to the next stop.
What is the bird hit?
This is Seed Trick, and I'm your host, Tori Dolphoff.
Nailed it. Special thanks to Coyote and Arlo for their research assistance on this episode. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Food Trek.
Support for WCBU and WGLT agriculture coverage comes from GrowMark and its FS members, your trusted advisor in all your ag decisions.